Welcome to Busy Gamer Podcast 63. We publish BusyGamerNews.com, a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites, and this podcast offers highlights from our site's reviews and feature articles short enough to enjoy even during the shortest commutes. If you want the week's game releases, comprehensive DLC summaries, and our latest giveaways, visit BusyGamerNews.com. In the podcast, we'll share just our latest gaming adventures in audio form as often as we can.
This episode features our reviews of the Astro A40 headset, Hulu Plus, and Portal 2. You monster.
In a way, a headset is the ideal gaming peripheral for busy gamers. If you're like me, you play games mostly late at night when the rest of your family's gone to sleep. You turn on subtitles because you have to keep the volume so low. So, more often than not, you read the dialogue in your games more than you hear it. There is an alternative. The cost of the Astro A40 headset kept me away for a long time. It's about $300 with a portable amp and rechargeable battery pack. But the rave reviews from fellow gamers finally convinced me to take the plunge. The first time I put them on, I had to yank them back off again because I was convinced I'd left the stereo receiver turned up too loud. It sounded like a room full of game. Here's a pro tip. Leave the headset around your neck while you boot up your console. That way you can quickly confirm that the volume on your speakers is turned down before immersing yourself in your game.
Test chamber completed. Continue testing.
I didn't see much point to buying another headset just for gaming. I had a headset for the computer that didn't work with my iPhone, and I only tripped over the 1,000-foot headphones cord about 5 or 6 times a day. Plus, it gave the cat something to chew on during the day besides me. So when Game Watcher asked if he should throw an extra pair in the basket, I passed. I'm very picky about what goes near my ears. I cannot stand earbuds. I like the way old-school headphones, or cans, as my ex-DJ father would call them, feel on my head. I enjoy the gentle compression and the way they surround my ears. Earbuds make me feel like I'm wearing a really uncomfortable hearing aid, and I'm not that deaf. Yet. Anyway, I wasn't going to invest that much in something I couldn't try out for myself. I don't care what the hive mind was saying. When Game Watcher's headphones arrived, I was not impressed. Headphones are not Legos. They are supposed to be a single unit. The A40s had a definite DIY element, although the penny arcade art on the side was kind of cool. Still, they were in the house, and I felt compelled to try them out. You know, for science. As soon as they hugged my ears, I knew I needed a pair of my own. They are far lighter than my old headphones, but snug enough to immerse me in my music or games. And like Game Watcher, I've had many moments where I went diving for the volume remote to avoid waking up Pikachu fan, only to find out that the volume is already at zero. After a few minutes of gameplay, I sent Game Watcher upstairs to buy me my very own pair.
The A40s come with a bunch of cables. For a little bit more money, you can go the wireless route, but that one only supports optical inputs on its custom mix amp, so this excludes using it with the Wii and any other device that lacks a Toslink output. If you want to be able to plug in composite audio, aka those white and red RCA jacks, you'll want the wired version. I keep one set of audio cables plugged into my computer all the time, and the other one plugs into the portable amp, my iPhone, iPad, Nintendo DS, or whatever other mini jack audio source I can find. The boom microphone snaps on and off the headset easily, and it works great for iPhone conversations as well as Xbox Live chat. Likewise, the wired A40s have a quick snap release that I can use when I need to disconnect the headset for a minute, say when I need to run to the kitchen to check on dinner. The mix amp offers the choice of simulated surround sound or two-channel stereo. With a little bit of work, we got it working with our Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii, as well as the iPad and other portables. And in fact, we've recorded the segment of the podcast with both of them daisy-chained together so you can get a sense of the quality.
We prefer the warmth of our voices using a more traditional microphone, so the A40s won't be used to record the podcast on a regular basis.
But we might use it from time to time, and it certainly made it easier for us to record game audio straight from the consoles.
If you can afford them, we highly recommend the Astro A40s.
Initiating surprise in 3, 2, 1.
It really shouldn't come as much of a surprise that GLaDOS is still around.
Or that she's ready to match wits with you in a new set of fiendishly clever test chambers.
I'll start getting everything else working while you perform this first simple test. which involves deadly lasers, and how test subjects react when locked in a room with deadly lasers.
But Portal 2 is hardly more of the same. If you haven't beaten the original Portal, you owe it to yourself to start there first. Either pick up the Orange Box Collection, or find one of the many standalone versions of the game. It's short, but one of the sweetest puzzle action games ever, and playing Portal 2 first would be a crime.
But if you're listening to this podcast, more than likely you did play the first game and crave a little more of this. And this. And maybe some of this.
Portal 2 delivers all that and more with a new companion who is as adorable as he is stupid.
You might have a very minor case of serious brain damage. But don't be alarmed, all right? Although if you do feel alarmed, try to hold on to that feeling, because that is the proper reaction to being told that you've got brain damage.
The triumphant return of GLaDOS.
Look, we both said a lot of things that you're going to regret. But I think we can put our differences behind us. For science, you monster.
And a new fellow you'll get to know named Cave Johnson.
When life gives you lemons, don't make lemonade. Make life take the lemons back. Get mad. Make life rue the day it thought it could give Cave Johnson lemons. Do you know who I am? I'm the man who's going to burn your house down with the lemons.
There are some of the original classic test chambers, which you'll get to revisit for a brief reunion, just long enough to reclaim your portal gun.
Cube and button-based testing remains an important tool for science, even in a dire emergency.
And then things go completely off the tracks. Again.
Oh, you are kidding me.
No! Stop! No! 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 No!
You'll get to learn some new tricks, such as redirecting a light bridge and zooming off surfaces coated with a new speed-inducing goo.
And then there's the all-new co-op mode, which you can play split-screen or online as one of two tester robots.
You did an excellent job placing the edgeless safety cube in the receptacle. You should be very... Oh, wait. That's right. You're not humans. I can drop the fake praise.
In co-op, the puzzles are more complex and require a certain amount of trust in your companion.
And they said no one would ever die during this test. Thanks for proving them wrong.
Either way you play, Portal 2 is much deeper than the original and packed with surprises. Though, alas, no promise of sweet treats. GLaDOS does harbor a grudge, as you might have guessed, so you'll be punished with hurtful barbs.
Congratulations. Not on the test. Most people emerge from suspension terribly undernourished. I want to congratulate you on beating the odds and somehow managing to pack on a few pounds.
But it's all in the name of science. You monster.
Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed. Except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice.
We were more than ready to plunk down our $8 a month for Hulu Plus, which launched last month on Xbox 360, and is also available on PS3 and iPad. But then, we actually tried the service.
The following clip is brought to you by the all-new 2012 Focus.
That's right. It's a paid service with ads. Ads that you pay to watch. On top of that, the Hulu library has several weaknesses, especially when compared to Netflix streaming. Older seasons of shows like House are not available. Many programs are web-only, which means you have to watch them on a computer due to some licensing issue. The movies range from foreign classics from the Criterion Collection, to
cheesecake movies you'd expect from Skinamax.
We're not used to two beautiful girls just walking right up to us.
So, you two boys have names?
Hulu is a nice way to catch up on recent shows you've missed, and the clips are nice. We used it to record the audio from the awesome Stephen Colbert version of Friday that aired recently on Jimmy Fallon.
Kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? It's Friday, Friday, no one down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah!
and the Michael Bolton appearance with Lonely Island on Saturday Night Live.
But is that worth $8 a month, especially when you can access much of it on the web using the free version of Hulu? Maybe if they ditch the ads, deepen the catalog, and improve the interface, we'll try it again. But for now, we're not buying it. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel,
consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site, or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page. We recently learned that the Facebook group is being archived, so please like our fan page if you were only a group member and want to keep up with our updates.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. We're also on Zune Marketplace, and we'd love it if you rate and review us on iTunes.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio, that's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com, WAG Podcast.
Electrocuted, shot, drowned, crushed, burned in goo. Oh, sorry. I was just thinking of all the ways humans can die. You can't die in any of those ways. You just keep testing and testing.